Hi, podcast listeners. This is your host, Alicia Beach, and I am inviting you to a very special event. On Saturday, November 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., I would love for you to join me for the Mom Self-Care Planning Workshop. Yep, you heard the word planning. And I know if you're like me, you probably bristle at the word of planning and the thought of having to plan one more thing. But let me ask you something. When was the last time you were on your to-do list and you actually followed through and took care of yourself for once? Yeah, has it been a while? I know. Us mamas are super guilty of taking care of everybody else and always pushing our needs to the back burner. And I'm saying that you need to plan your own self-care. All from self-experience, because I'm planning my own. So I would love for you to join me for an amazing day. You're going to have breakfast and lunch. We're going to have amazing speakers and giveaways. And you are going to leave with an actual practical plan to put in place to implement self-care into your daily life. It is possible, ladies, and I'm going to show you how. So click on the link in our notes to grab a ticket very quickly before they sell out for our Mom Self-Care Planning Workshop on Saturday, November 3rd. I cannot wait to see you there. You are listening to a Mom Forum recap episode. Here's where I share my own thoughts and personal experiences relating back to the previous episode. Be sure that you catch our interviews with moms sharing their journey through motherhood and then come back and catch the recaps. Last week, I sat down with Brandi Riley and we talked a lot about her journey in finding her voice and really standing in her own. And she really, really owns that. And that's one of the things that I find so impressive about her. And I really look up to her for that. She is my mentor, as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode. And I am in her group, Courage to Earn. And she has really helped me in developing my business. And that group was a huge part of me starting this podcast. They've been very supportive in pushing me to really do the big things that I have dreamed of doing. And the thing that struck me the most in that conversation is really finding her voice and asking for the things that she wanted really led her to live the life that she's living, that she loves. And so she uses that and encourages other women to do the same. So what I want to talk to you guys about today is really asking for what you want, which for some reason seems to be a difficult thing for women. And I will admit it is something that I have struggled with in all facets of my life, in work, in friendships, in marriage. It's just not something that I was taught, and I think a lot of women would agree, just was never really taught to be direct. Now, I've gotten much better at this. And I think even my mother would say this is true. I have gotten to the point where I have learned to state what it is exactly that I want once I figure that out. And I want other women to do that too. I think a lot of times, especially women, we don't really ask for what we want and we may kind of hint around it and then we get upset when the people in our lives, whether it be our boss or our friends or our significant other, don't do the thing that we wanted because we never directly asked for it. And there is nothing wrong in stating what you want. And I don't know, maybe because when women are, I don't want to say aggressive because it's not being aggressive, but when women are clear and we state what we want, we are maybe seen that way, and it's even portrayed that way in media and movies. And, you know, if there's a woman that stands her ground, then she's not considered a strong woman. She's considered kind of bitchy. And I don't know if that's a truth overall, or maybe that's a projection. Whatever it is, I really want women to become empowered to ask for what they want. And I have to say, it's been a journey for me, especially in my marriage. And I think that's the hardest place, because in our homes and in our families, women, I'll speak for myself, tend to be the nurturer, and I want everyone to be happy. We want people in our family to be happy. We want to nurture their needs, and we tend to put all of our stuff on the back burner. And that's not necessarily always a good thing, because what I found for myself is, in the midst of doing all of that I was missing out on the things that I wanted and needed to do for myself, because I wasn't stating what I wanted or needed. Even just simple little things like, I need some time to myself. And I would, in the beginning of my marriage, I would hint around that and then never really get exactly what I wanted. And then I'd be all irritated about that. And I really had to learn, if I just, especially with my husband, he's super direct, just you ask him for what you need and that's what he's going to do. He'll give you exactly what you asked for. He's not the kind of guy that I can go, you know, speaking that second language that some women, including myself, tend to be really good at with. And with another woman, it works. We understand that language. Men do not understand that language at all. So I learned, when I want something in my marriage with my husband, if I directly state it, he will do everything in his power to do that thing for me. Whether it's, honey, I want to go out for a girls' night out. Can you take care of the kids? I'll be back around this time. No problem. I got it, honey. Babe, can we go out on a date? Can you plan it? Got it. But if I like hint, or, oh, I'm so tired, I need some time to myself, blah, 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 I haven't seen my girlfriends in a while, I'm never going to get what I want from him, because he's not hearing me ask for something. And so I had to learn to be clear about what I want and what I need. And also, as I've started to build my own business, I had to learn to be clear about what I wanted to do with my business. And also to go out and ask people for what I wanted or needed from them in my business, which, I'm going to totally be honest, can be really scary at times. And I think that is maybe part of why a lot of women don't ask for what they want. It's scary. It really is. We don't want to be rejected. We don't want to upset anyone. We don't want to put anyone on the spot. And, you know, I get it, because I've been there. And even still now, even though I have that ability and I practice that ability, it doesn't mean that I don't get nervous inside or get a little anxiety around that. But I think the more that you're able to speak up for yourself and ask very specifically for the things that you want, the happier you are, because you're getting to do the things that you want to do. And you're not sacrificing things or minimizing yourself in any way, because you are stating what you want. I learned this lesson in work a while ago. You know, sometimes you have to learn a lesson over and over. But when I was finishing up college, and granted, I went to college later. I had some different careers. So I was in my mid-20s when I went to college. But I was working at an organization as an intern through my school. And I'd been there for quite a while. And I loved the work. I really enjoyed what they were doing. It was right in line with the degree that I was getting. It was in arts education. And I found the work challenging and rewarding. And the work environment was very supportive, also while still pushing me to be really good and focused at what I was doing. And they got a large grant. And so they were hiring several new positions. Mind you, I was not done with my degree, but I had been working here, and frankly, I had proven my worth at this job. And I saw that the positions were becoming solidified and they were starting to open up the interview process. And I went to my boss and I told her, I am interested in a full-time position. And she said to me, I didn't know that. I would love to have you. Duh. I mean, like, how simple was that? And I was terrified to say that. I don't know why. I had proven my worth here. I had been there for, I think, maybe at least a year. And the staff liked me. It was the perfect fit. But I ruminated over asking for this position for longer than I should have, because I knew for a while that it was coming up, and I waited until they really got the ball rolling on the process. And as soon as I opened my mouth, the job that I wanted was mine. I mean, come on. And that was just like a wow moment. What does Oprah call it? She always calls it, oh, a tweetable moment. But the light bulb just went off. Like, man, I was stressing all this time. Should I ask? Should I not ask? What are they going to think? And she had me in mind as the perfect person, but didn't think that I wanted the position. I hadn't finished my degree program. I was literally like months away from it. And she just didn't know if it was something that I was interested in. And all I had to do was state that that was what I wanted. And there it was for me, practically on a silver platter. Pick the position you want. It is yours. And I find usually when I ask for what I want, that is what happens. And most of the time, I don't get a no. I'll either get a yes, or there'll be some back and forth and we'll come to an agreement that works for me and the other party in whatever I'm asking for. And you know what? Frankly, when I don't get it, all they did was say no. And, oh, okay, I didn't die. I know people say that. You're not going to die. You may die from all the anxiety that you experience prior to the ask, which is usually the hardest part. All the things that we imagine in our head are going to happen when we ask this person the thing that we want from them. And mind you, we're stressing ourselves out, giving ourselves ulcers and stress headaches, all over things that we imagine may happen, which are usually not the case at all. And I think as women, we are not raised to be upfront like that, or to be that, gosh, I can't really think of the word right now, but to be just that bold in asking for what we want. It's kind of an art for women to tippy toe around things and make sure everyone is happy around us and that we're not really shaking the boat. Well, dang it, if you want something, shake that boat. or step out of that boat altogether and jump right into the water. That is such a ridiculous metaphor, but I think you guys get what I'm saying. You're not going to get what you want in life if you don't ask for it. And put yourself in situations that, yes, will be uncomfortable, but the more you flex that muscle, the more that you practice being bold, stating what you want, the easier it's going to get for you. I'm not saying that that little anxiety that you feel is ever going to go away. I still feel it most of the time, but your ask will start getting bigger and bolder, and you'll start getting the things that you want in life, and you'll start being happier because you are doing the things that you want. And start with the smallest, simplest thing. Honey, I need an hour Sunday morning to go out and have some quiet time to myself. In our heads, we're like, oh, they're not going to want to do that. I have to take care of all the kids. No, ask for what you want and need. And I bet you'll be surprised by the answer. It will be so much simpler. You know, if there's that position in your job that is coming up and you would love to have it, but you're going through your head, oh, I'm not really that qualified and I don't know if they would even consider me, stop it. Go put your hat in the ring. You want it? Worst comes to worst, you don't get it. You're still in the position that you have. Okay, but at least you got on their radar. I guarantee you, most men don't go through the drama and the stories in their head that a lot of us women do. At least I don't think so. A lot of the guys that I know, they just go for stuff. And it just, oh well, if it didn't work, it didn't work. There's no drama attached to it. They don't take things as personally. And if someone tells you no, don't go and like, oh, it was me and I'm a terrible person or I don't do this. No. Okay. It was a no. Let me move on. I asked for what I wanted. And the other part of that is now you have put it into the universe. And it may not come when you thought it was going to come or in the package that you thought it was going to come. But once you state something that you want, you can believe this or not, but the universe is in motion. And eventually, the thing that you want is going to come your way. May not show up the way you thought it was going to show up or how you thought it was going to show up, but it's going to show up eventually. And you just need to state it. Ask for it and be ready for when it comes your way. And when it doesn't happen, when you think it happens, let it go. Don't beat yourself up over it. Don't go into a deep, dark, oh, I'm the worst. No. It's not easy. I'm going to admit it. It has been a process and a journey for me. And every time something comes up that may be a little scary, it's a process and a journey. And I have to say, I regret more the things that I have not asked for as opposed to maybe the things that I did ask for and I got a no on. That's just the honest truth. I would rather regret trying to get something done than never really asking for what I want and never really pursuing that thing. So whatever it is in your life, I'm going to challenge you right now. What is something that you want that you have not asked for? It could be really simple. It could be asking your husband to take over doing the dishes at night. It could be super, super simple so that you can have a moment to wind down after you get the kids to bed. Whatever it is. Or it could be as big as asking for that position at work, for the promotion that you feel that you deserve. Or it could be asking someone to do something that you may not want them to, you may not want to ask them to do. Whatever it is, I want to challenge you today to state the thing that you want that you have been ruminating over and thinking through all the 5 million scenarios that could possibly happen when you state this thing that you want. I want you to just do it and see what happens. I bet you it won't be as bad as you imagine, and you will most likely get the thing that you want. Just try it. I challenge you. I'm going to do that myself today. I'm going to ask for something that I have been thinking about. I'm going to put it out into the universe and let's see what happens. But I guarantee you, if you don't ask, it's definitely not going to happen. So which would you rather be faced with? The fact that you never asked and now you definitely don't have what you want, or that you ask and more likely than not, you're going to get that thing. May not come like you want it to, I've said that, but it's coming your way. You may not believe in all the heebie-jeebie universe stuff, but it has happened to me entirely too many times to not believe. Once you state something and it goes out into the universe, it's coming your way eventually. So mamas, ask for what you want because you deserve it. You deserve to have what you want too. Your kids ask you 50 million questions all day, every day for the things that they want, half of which they probably don't deserve because they're not listening or doing their homework or doing their chores. But they ask anyway. Take some of that boldness and ask for what you want to. Now, if I didn't say so already, please take a moment to rate our show and to give us however many stars you'd like. 4 would be nice. Hint, hint. On whatever podcast outlet you're listening on, whether it be Apple or Spotify or any of the other podcast outlets, take a moment after you finish listening to this and give us a rating and some of those lovely stars. It helps us to get out to more moms out there so that they can also hear this podcast, and I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Please join us over on social media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Mom Forum, or come give us a visit on our site, themom-forum.com, to read our new blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. Thank you, and we will see you the next time on The Mom Forum.